Queensbury, a small town on the New England coast. Yesterday I would have told you it was the most boring town in America. Yesterday I also would have told you I had a job. But in one day, a group of weirdly powerful jerks have completely destroyed both of those facts. Plus, almost an entire block's worth of buildings. I'd like to think that I was totally blameless in all of it, but I've still been dragged along for the ride. Literally.
What's up with you?
What?
You were looking out the window like you were super deep in thought.
I'd say he was brooding.
No, I'd say it was more musing than brooding. What do you think, Orville?
I think we should leave the guy alone, considering he just lost his job.
Oh, how the hell did you know that? I didn't tell
I'm sure Orville didn't mean to offend you, Mr. Carlton. I don't think he can help overhearing sometimes.
What? You heard the call from inside the car?
No. I heard you thinking about it.
You heard me think? Yeah. Oh, don't tell me
you can read minds, too. I knew you were going to say that.
This is insane. I don't even know why I'm here. No, this is beyond insane. This is...
So, where are we going, Martin?
Well, Miss Pryor.
I told you, Martin, you can call me Miriam. We've known each other long enough.
Miriam. Huh. I think I prefer Pryor.
I said he could call me Miriam, not you. And don't think for a second you're in the clear either, Carlton. Any reason you neglected to mention your first name?
I think Miriam, that we may be digressing here. We're going to my family's estate. I'm going to be honest with you all. I'm not the kind of person who watches from the sidelines while things fall apart. I go into town often, and I like to get to know the people. I'd seen you all around at one time or another, even gotten to know some of you personally. And in that time, I'd learned enough to know that you'd all cause a massive disaster if you ever ended up in the same place at the same time.
Oh, I don't know if I'd say that.
What? How long have you been listening to us? You're not even in the car.
The whole time. Martin gave me his phone number. Impressed I made it this long without interjecting?
You're interjecting right now.
Yeah, but I made it a long time before I did.
That doesn't really make it impressive.
Would you just let me have this one thing?
You say that every time we argue.
And do you ever let me win?
Yes, constantly. Just to get you to shut up.
You think you two idiots could stop fighting for 2 seconds?
Sure.
Nice.
Wait, so Martin, you knew today would happen?
Well, I didn't know exactly what would happen, but one way or another, something by way of the preternatural always tends to happen in Haynesbury. Actually, of all the chaotic influences in this town, I would put this group at the bottom of the list.
What do you mean?
I'll tell you inside.
Holy shit.
Can you still call a place a house if it's this huge?
I didn't think anyone this rich lived around here.
In Haynesbury?
In New England.
I know it's, grandiose, but my parents really do not want to part with it. So, whenever they're away, which is most of the time, they task me with staying here and keeping an eye on things. The house and the town. There we go. Sometimes the door gets stuck. You know, old house.
I thought a place like this would have a butler or something to answer the door.
We have groundskeepers who come by sometimes, but otherwise there hasn't been a staff around in years. My family has always believed in doing things for ourselves. Besides, not having many people lingering around here is probably an advantage considering my newest business venture.
Which is what, exactly?
I think I could explain it better in the library.
You have a library?
Of course. The family has had its fair share of scholarly types over the years. Myself included. Feel free to look around if you like.
Oh, wow!
Hey, bet you wish the town had a library like this, huh, kid? Kid?
Yes, it is very impressive. But I'm not really the covetous type. No, I am satisfied enough with the town's collection, however humble it may be, and wouldn't want to abase myself by fawning over, oh my gosh, is that an original edition of Deumani Corpus Fabrica with Notum Basilius and the Martians?
Oh, yes. I had a great uncle who was very into rare books. Seems like the librarian was right when she mentioned how perceptive you were, Doctor. You can take a look at it if you... and you're already running right past me. Well, I'm glad you're interested in the place.
Hey, Marty. What's this shelf over here?
That is actually what I brought you all here to discuss. And Martin is fine.
Huh. So what is it, Marty?
That is an archive of all of Haynesbury's town records. Official and unofficial.
All of them?
Everything from since the town was founded back in 1785.
And the town knows you have this?
It was never meant to be a secret. I'm not trying to hide anything here, Mr. Carlton. If anything, I'm trying to get the truth out in the open.
And I'm guessing that now is a good time for you to stop being so cryptic and tell us why we're here.
Definitely. As you all know, Haynesbury has a history of preternatural disturbances.
Yes, but it's not like any of them are real.
Yeah. Somebody says they see a ghost, everyone freaks out about it, nobody finds a ghost, and it all dies down.
This coming from the guys who were involved in a super-powered brawl less than an hour ago?
Wait, Pryor, are you saying that you believe in this stuff?
As a matter of fact, I do. And I've seen enough in my life to know it's all true.
Look, I understand how you might be skeptical. I used to be the same way. My grandparents would tell the classic horror stories to scare the kids at the family reunions, but at the end of the day, we'd all dismiss it as tall tales and jokes.
And what changed your mind?
In all honesty, running into most of you.
Creepy.
Algy.
Well, it is. And kind of obsessive.
He's not obsessive. I'd feel the same way if I saw you running around, lighting trees on fire.
That was not my fault. You're the one who stuck me there. You can't pin down the fastest man alive.
She did. And it sounds like the reason you got called in here is because you're why he believes in all this insanity. Like you, fastest man alive, and your brother, the incredible growing man.
You can change size.
You didn't know that?
No, but I knew about the shape-shifting.
The what?
I think he's talking about this.
I don't do it much, especially because I can only do it if I've got something visual to work off of, like a picture or something.
Plus, it's not really that useful.
Not if you ever listen to any of my ideas.
Sorry. Not really that useful for anything legal.
How the hell would Morton even catch you doing that? How could he catch any of you? I've been here for a month, and I didn't even know you existed until today.
Well, if you wouldn't mind my saying so.
Well, I...
We don't.
In that case, I guess it should be brief. Well, I hired Orba last summer to help me renovate part of the house, and he telepathically caught me when I accidentally fell off a ladder.
At that point, I just decided to tell him everything. He's a very understanding person.
How long have you been behind me?
Maybe I should get louder shoes.
Jack and Algernon's family were invited to a party my parents hosted here a few years ago. And I accidentally stumbled across them having a very drunk, very superpowered argument in the wine cellar.
No regrets.
Maybe for you.
And then there was...
Hey, Martin! Sorry I'm late. I was working in the garden and I didn't see your message until like 10 minutes ago.
Hello there. Algernon Graham. Fastest man alive. How are you?
Not interested?
I think I'd quit before I dig myself any deeper there, Algernon.
It's all right, Liza. I was actually about to mention you.
Wow, this really is an interesting group. Hey, everybody, I'm Liza.
Liza's been staying here for a few years now.
Oh, I get it now. Not interested. Should have known. Although, I'll admit, Marty, I never would have pegged you as a redhead guy.
What? No! My parents took Liza in. She's like family.
Oh, thanks. So let me see. I kinda only skimmed the massive text that Martin sent me on the way over, but I'm gonna say you're Miss Pryor, right?
Miriam, and I'm surprised you didn't peg me for the vampire girl.
I wouldn't think a vampire would have much need for a Bowie knife. Looks like it's got a nice edge on it, too. I'd love to check it out sometime.
Okay, I like you.
Which means you're Virginia.
Yes, but you can call me Ginny. Yay! I was starting to think me and Miriam were gonna be the only girls here. Now we can all be besties.
What?
I am so excited.
Sounds great. Can't let the guys have all the fun, right? Wow, you are really strong.
Aw, thank you.
You're welcome. Oh, almost didn't see you there, Orville. Nice to have you over again. How have you been?
Fine.
Wow, that's the most I've gotten out of you in a while. And I guess that means you're Jack.
Yeah, hello.
And I already know this is your brother Algernon.
Already can't stop thinking about me?
Still not interested. Okay, moving right along here. Oh, sorry, I don't remember seeing your name. Hey, are you okay?
Liza, the young man stammering in front of you is Dr. Elliot Quaid.
Oh, you're the doctor. You're a lot younger than I thought you'd be. How old are you?
Technically I'm 23, but I mean, how old are you? Oh, no, wait, you don't have to answer that.
It's totally okay. 22. I mean, like, that's how old I am. And it's nice to meet you.
Likewise, it's Liza.
Jeez, kid. So, Liza, does this mean you're roped into this mess too? Do you, I don't know, fly or something?
That I'd like to see.
No, but I can do this.
Woo! That is new.
Shooting knockout gas from your hands? Think you can teach me to do that?
I don't think so. I was born with it. I can do more than just knock people out, though. Really, any biological response is fair game. That's why I'm a fan of gardening. Plants are way easier to take care of when you can control how they grow yourself. Hey, Martin, have you shown them the stuff yet?
I was just about to.
Whoa.
What'd I miss? Whoa.
It's all here in these records. Witches, sea serpents, demons, poltergeists, fairies, thunderbirds. This town has seen it all.
You mean it thinks it's seen it all?
Oh my god. How much more convincing do you need? And Martin, could you quit stalling and say what all this has to do with us? I mean, you said yourself that when we're together, it's pure chaos. So why bring us here?
What I'm trying to explain is, this town has been through a lot of things people still can't explain. And maybe it's about time there was an organization that could look into it all. And it occurred to me that the right people to deal with something so unusual should probably be a little unusual themselves. And if they could do so much damage working against each other, they could probably prevent just as much working together.
Whoa, whoa, whoa! Are you saying you brought us here to get involved in some freaky game of X-Men meets the X-Files?
I guess that's one way to put it.
Yeah. Not that I'm not flattered, but I'm gonna have to say no.
I'm with the suit on this one. I have a business to keep up, and it's hard enough to get people not to avoid you when you deal in things that could literally tear them a new one.
I'm in.
You are?
Sure. Use my power for good, have a steady job, make amazing friends. It sounds like so much fun. I'm in.
Then I am definitely in.
So, do you just flirt with any girl close to you, or do you have some kind of schedule?
Elgie, we don't even live here. Back in New York, we have lives, jobs.
You have a job. I was smart enough to keep my options open. And you know, the only reason we even come up here is that our family conveniently has a house up for grabs.
You're insane. You've made a lot of impulsive choices, but this is...
I'm not being impulsive. Think about it like this. You always want me to do something good? Why not this? Plus, it's action, intrigue, maybe even some romance. I said maybe some romance. And there's a paycheck in it. I'm assuming?
Yes, not counting room and board.
Room and board?
Well, yes. This place is spacious enough as it is, and since these mysterious dealings happen so often and so randomly... Doesn't seem right to keep everyone on call constantly. I thought the best thing would be to offer you a place to stay here.
Oh, come on, Jack! Even our place isn't this nice! Now we have to do it.
We? This is your crazy idea, not mine. I have enough responsibilities right now. I can't spend my time running around playing detective.
You can do your business anywhere. That's why we have money. So we can get other people to do stuff for us.
You and I have very different ideas of what having money means.
And Martin's a business guy, I think. He could probably help you out.
There are a few office spaces in the house here, but I don't think I could do more than...
See? He's on board. Let's do it.
That's great. But I think you might be forgetting something. You see, another reason you may feel compelled to take on this job is that...
I'm sorry to interrupt, Mr. Hendrickson, but I don't think that I can participate in this endeavor for personal reasons, you understand.
Really, Elliot? I thought you would have loved the research opportunity. As a doctor, I mean. And God knows we could use a doctor around here. I know I'd be grateful to have one around.
All right, maybe I could stay here for a short while. But I really think you might want to consider—
Wait. So with this room and board thing, would we be able to, bring someone along if need be?
You mean Rachel?
Yes.
Of course you could bring her. I wouldn't put you out like that. But I'd also like to mention—
Okay, I'm in.
Great, but—
Well, I'm still not. I may not have a job now, but I bet I could find one more rooted in reality than this.
But—
I don't think getting me involved in this is a good idea.
Oh, don't say that, Orville. You're smart, tough, and you're the only person I know who can sneak in and out of a place without being noticed. I mean, I don't think that last one is intentional, but—
If I may, what I wanted to tell you before you decided whether to take up this business proposition is that today you destroyed several square feet of town property. I would hope that you'd at least consider this team, I guess you could call it, as a way to make things up to the town. I mean, I was the one who primarily invested in those renovations, and I'd be happy to do it again, but I thought that, symbolically, this might give you all a clear conscience, right?
I'm in.
Yes! Count me in, too!
B3!
Sure.
Okay.
Well, I'd hate to disappoint anyone, especially the entire town.
What about you, Carlton?
I'll think about it.
Carlton!
Really, man? We had this great dramatic build-up going, and you go and mess it up?
I'm not going to invest my time and energy in something just because everyone else is doing it.
That's the only reason to do anything!
Okay, so if your friends went and jumped off a—
The answer is yes, as long as the bridge and or cliff doesn't exceed a height of 10 feet.
Don't even try fighting him on it. He's been working on that answer for years.
All right, Mr. Carlton doesn't want to make any commitments. That's his prerogative. But now, since everyone else is fully invested in this, let's try to get straight to work.
Martin's right. Even though Carlton clearly sucks,
seriously,
we can't let that get in the way of what us much nobler and generally cooler people have decided to do. So what have you got, Marty?
Believe me, we already have a lot of mysterious ground to cover. But I thought we could start with this.
No, that's not a— I mean, it wouldn't be a— No.
I think it is.
A
treasure map! I've always wanted to go treasure hunting!
Really?
I mean, the movies always make it look so fun.
And so deadly. How many of those movies do you see where you don't have some kind of body count?
What?
That'd explain why Martin waited until he got the superhuman squad to look into it. Am I right?
That would be the gist of it, yes. According to the town records, back in the 1800s, a highwayman managed to rob many of Haynesbury's more well-to-do citizens within a period of a few months. Local law enforcement could never track him down, supposedly because he had a secret hideout underground. Legend has it that all the money and belongings he stole are still down there, and that he had the entrance put on a single map of the town in case he ever needed to lie low and return for it one day. I think this might be that map.
It appears to be printed on vellum. I dated around 1830 or so.
That makes sense. Looks like you have a good eye for artifacts too, huh?
What? Yes, they would be considered artifacts now, wouldn't they? Yes, I know a lot about artifacts. Yes, those.
Well, this artifact not only gives us the chance to solve one of Haynesbury's most elusive historical mysteries, but it also puts us in a position to acquire some material wealth.
Now we're getting somewhere. Shall we discuss who gets what cut of the treasure, or should we wait until after we find it? Because I'm not so sure everybody's going to make it out in one piece, if you know what I mean.
I actually thought that we could invest whatever was down there back into the town. Well, whatever wouldn't be claimed by the descendants of those people who were robbed in the first place.
Oh.
Hey, you're the one who wanted to do something good. Welcome to the high road. Hope you brought a change of shoes because it's going to be a long walk.
Okay, so say we find the entrance to this underground lair. How are we supposed to get in there, make our way to the treasure, and get all the way back here?
And avoid the death traps that I'm assuming will hit on the way?
Funny you should bring that up. I happen to know someone who can help. He's actually the one who helped me figure out the map's connection to the treasure legend. He's smart, a talented researcher, and the best inventor I know.
Wait, Martin, you don't mean—
That I do. Would you mind showing everyone to the basement for an introduction?
Okay, Martin, if you think they're ready for it.
What do you mean, ready for it?
You see, it's just that Frank's kind of an eccentric person.
Eccentric compared to—
Okay. I know that today has already been super weird, but just be ready to cover your ears, okay?
Cover our ears?
Trust me, you'll be thanking me for it later. Okay, here we are. Frank's home laboratory. Well, if you could really call this place his home. Maybe I should just get the door.
Oh!
See, when I think home laboratory, I think a chemistry set and a toolbox in some guy's garage, but you really do go all out here, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know this many machines existed.
Psh, this is nothing. But, I mean, to be fair, Frank makes a lot of it himself.
Oh, right, that guy. Where is he exactly?
What the hell?
Heyo! What's up, everybody? Martin said he'd be coming by. Frank Epstein, at your service.
Hey, Frank, permission to enter the lab?
Permission granted, obviously. You like the music? Thought I'd make a big entrance.
He's nuts!
He's not nuts, just interesting.
No, he's nuts. I thought the name sounded familiar. He's the mad scientist.
The what?
The few people in town who've actually met the guy call him Frankenstein.
Yep, and you gotta admit, it's pretty awesome.
I don't think it's a compliment.
What?
I said I don't think... Okay, can you turn down the dang music?
What?
Frank, turn the music off!
Oh, gotcha! Turning music off!
So, what can I do for you?
We, came here to get some equipment. We need to get underground to look for...
Oh, you're talking about the treasure hunt! No problem. I've got a ton of stuff around here that could help you out. Just give me a sec here. Okay, nope, not that. Oh, they could use one of these. I'll make one of that. Hey, if you guys are hungry, I just made some popcorn. Here, let me grab it.
Did you cook that popcorn on a furnace?
Yep. Your point?
Is that safe?
Absolutely.
But it looks like you've also got some impure metal being heated in there at the same time.
And microwave popcorn's made with radiation. Not really seeing your case here.
Okay, I have so many questions right now. The main one being, why the hell did Martin think it was a good idea to hire you?
Hey, look, I don't see a reason to get into serious exposition here. I mean, I think they've heard enough.
You have a day like we've had. You put up with a lot of background stuff.
No, not you guys. Those guys.
Who?
You know, them. The people listening to us right now.
Wait, we're being spied on?
Yeah, I wouldn't say spied on. Just being listened to. Out of a need for entertainment? Or curiosity? Or maybe they just fell down the internet rabbit hole and ended up here. I'd say they're like our audience. Yeah.
Frank?
Huh?
You were getting us some equipment?
Oh, yeah, right! Coming right up! Oh, yeah, this is gonna be so good. Okay, let's see.
Nuts.
Not nuts.
Oh, really? By his logic, maybe we should give it a rest and let the invisible people go treasure hunting. You think they're also the ones telling him to use mad science to cook?
Actually, it's not bad.
Algae, why would you eat that?
He said it was safe. Come on, Jack, have a little faith. Anybody else?
Okay, so who's the weapons expert here?
Me.
Think you can take a sec to give that high horse a rest?
Oh, like you're so humble.
Here we go again.
I'm just saying, you're not the only one who knows their way around a weapon.
Please, I was seconds away from running you through earlier today, and you know it.
Oh, so you've got that whole hostility thing going on. This like a latent sexual tension thing, or...
No.
What?
Okay, got it. Not that kind of relationship. You just watch. They'll be all over each other within a year.
Oh, so cute.
Oh my god. Maybe just show me what you've got, Frankenstein.
Okay. What do you think? Pretty cool, right? Huh?
What is it? A really crappy crossbow?
Crossbow? Oh, no, ma'am. Anybody with some wood and a decent tool shed can make one of those. A true scientist, an inventor, makes this.
You could have just said no.
I call this the one-person arsenal. Formerly called the one-man arsenal, but that seemed kind of non-inclusive. So, yeah, the one-person arsenal! This baby can shoot almost any projectile you can think of. All you gotta do is scroll through that little menu on the stock there.
Huh. Arrows, nets, bolts, grenades? How do you fit everything in there?
You know, just this new tech I've been working on, a modulation of particle densities to fit an extra-dimensional space.
So, like a shrink ray?
It's a little more complicated than... Huh. I guess it is a little like a shrink ray. How about that? But not literally, though. There's a lot more to extra-dimensional physics than... Okay, you could just call it a shrink ray.
What? Harpoons? I can definitely get behind that. How do I...
Oh, pull the trigger once to select something, and pull it again to shoot.
Would you quit it with the almost shooting me through the head bit? It's not even threatening anymore. It's actually really annoying.
Actually, I didn't mean to miss that time. Been a while since I launched a harpoon.
Sure. Why not? Okay, Frankenstein. Anything else we can use so we can go and get this over with?
What? You're not gonna say something back? Like some rude comment aimed at me? Or something?
Not worth it. Now, come on, Frankenstein, give us the gear. Time is literally money.
Stupid, conceited, law-loving, self-righteous idiot. You're all...
Okay, so, where's the fast guy?
You rang.
Oh, that is awesome!
I know. Anything else you'd like to say? Specifically in the compliment department.
Nope! But you can't have these shoes I made you. They're just a prototype pair, but...
They look,
austere.
I was actually going to say stupid.
Stupendous? Aw, thanks, buddy. Here you go.
Whoa! They're a little heavy.
Yeah. The soles are full of lead.
Why?
I thought the extra weight might rein in those crazy feet of yours. Hopefully reduce the chance of friction so you don't set any more stuff on fire. Serious respect, by the way. Usually takes me way more effort to start a fire.
And your best solution was lead shoes.
More importantly, you admittedly partake in arson.
Only when it's for the benefit of science! And hey, I said the shoes were prototypes. Okay, now I have some other stuff around here somewhere. Let's see, I got something for everybody here. I just gotta fumble around a bit. I've got a medical kit for the doctor, this hair clip with an intangible invisible sunshield for Miss Vampire, just in case.
Oh!
And, Liza, here's some capsules you can load with that mist of yours. And, I don't know, anybody want spelunking equipment?
Considering we're looking for an underground treasure, I'd say we'll take everything you have in the department.
You got it! Orville! You up for anything, my telepathic and telekinetic friend?
Silence, preferably.
Oh, I was hoping you were gonna ask for, like, a special explosive you can only set off telekinetically or something, but no matter! And now for our leader, Carlton.
Oh, hold it there, Frankenstein. Who said I was the leader?
Nobody, but... I don't know, you seem like the leader type.
Why?
I mean, if you go by pop cultural standards, a young, straight, white guy in good physical shape, a law background, strong sense of conviction, intense denial about any kind of emotional vulnerability...
I'd shut up now, if I were you.
And not afraid to threaten people! Oh yeah, you're definitely a leader type! Here you go.
Whoa, holy... what the hell?
It's called a gun. You fire it.
I know what a gun is, but why are you giving me one?
Because you gotta have something to protect your team, right? Wait, do you not know how to use it?
I can use a gun, I'm just... not a fan, alright?
Okay, well, would it be better if I gave you one that shot lasers instead of bullets or something? I know some people think that's better to get stuff past the sensors, but...
You know what? I'll take it. I mean, it's not like I'm even gonna be using it anyway.
I wouldn't be so sure about that.
Why not?
Haven't you ever seen any movies? Where there's treasure, there are treasure hunters, corrupt, low-down, and dirty ones.
But this isn't a movie.
Well, duh, movies have pictures. We're in sound only. I'm just saying, this may be a small town, but that won't stop criminals from tracking it down.
Of course. Of goddamn course. No good, one down piece of...
Delia, remember what the social worker said about taking a second to breathe? You know, getting rid of the negative energy?
Oh, which time, when I stapled his tie to the wall or when I sliced his hand with the letter opener?
Letter opener? How'd you even do that? I'm pretty sure prison personnel know better than to keep letter openers in their offices.
Deborah Sue in the Northeast Block owed me a favor. How are we looking?
Not good.
Ugh, damn it!
Just a thought, maybe don't punch the car?
It had it coming. First thing we do after we cash that treasure, get a car that works.
Hey, I think this one's treated us pretty well. I mean, it's not its fault it was already falling apart when we, casually borrowed it.
Oh my god, Nate, we stole it. Are you seriously so weak you still can't admit that?
I mean, I like to think that one day we might return it.
Nate, you promised me way back when we were kids that you'd have my back no matter what. Right?
Yes.
And part of having my back is owning up to having my back.
I was 6 when I made that promise.
And I was 7. Look how well you're doing. It'd be a shame to bail now. So look me in the eye and admit that we stole this car. You helped me bust out of prison. We ran to an elementary school and we stole it.
Oh my god, we took it from someone who helps children for a living. Ow, that hurt.
Yeah, it did. Want to go for another round?
Fine, we stole it.
Thank you. Now hurry up and fix that engine. We've got to find a spot to set up camp quick so we can get an early start tomorrow morning. And if we could do it while the cops are distracted, it wouldn't hurt either. At least we got lucky that some idiot started a massive fire and tied up all the local authorities.
Yeah, and who knows? Maybe when we get the treasure, we can buy the authorities out and maybe get that teacher or whatever a nice mid-sized sedan.
Shut up, Nate.
Okay.
Okay, I'm heading home. See everybody bright and early tomorrow for our first job as a team. Oh, this is so exciting.
So, we're really doing this.
Uh-huh.
We're not even going to train first. Like, not even a crash course in treasure hunting that doesn't involve referring to movies.
We'll be fine. See you tomorrow, leader.
I'm not your... No, oh, screw it.
Hey, Carlton?
Oh, hey, you?
Liza.
Right. Look, whatever you have to tell me, can it wait till tomorrow? I want to get home and try to figure out how to at least get some of the mud stains off the suit before we head out.
Wait, you're wearing your suit tomorrow?
Yeah.
To go treasure hunting?
Yeah.
Underground.
Hey, if you're gonna do a job, why not do it in style, right?
Yeah, sure.
You don't sound convinced.
What? No, it sounds... Well, it sounds like you.
And how can you say that? You barely know me.
Sometimes you can just tell.
So, you want to hurry up and tell me what you want?
Oh, yeah. I just wanted to say I really hope you stick around.
Why?
I guess... Well, somebody has to keep everybody grounded here. I think you could do it.
Yeah, well, I'm not exactly 100% sane either.
But you're not afraid to call people out when things go too far. I think that counts for something. Just like it means something when you realize that maybe things went too far in the first place because you never really gave someone a fair chance. I'll let you go deal with your suit, but you'll think about staying? You know, you don't have to answer that. Just, I'll see you tomorrow.
Oh, hey.
Hey.
Hey, I thought I'd ask. I mean, I was wondering.
Yeah?
So, who's Rachel? Like, your girlfriend, or...
No, I'm not seeing anybody. And even if I was, it's none of your business.
Hey, I'm just trying to make conversation. If we're going to be stuck working together, we should at least try to be civil about it. So we didn't meet on great terms, but now maybe we can try and start over? I'm Carlton, First name not important. And you are?
Out of here.
Hey! How am I the only one trying to be sensitive here? You know, I hope Rachel, whoever she is, figures out how crazy you are and dumps you before it's too late.
You take that back. Listen to me and listen good, Suit. I'll work with you if I have to. But I will never care what happens to you. You don't know about my life, and I'd prefer not to know about yours. So leave me alone.
Okay, tomorrow's going to be interesting. Heinous Investigations was created, written, and directed by Jessica Castro, featuring the voices of David Manuele, Elena Garcia, Rice Ripple, Tuan Wen, D.G. Holstein, A.J. Somerville, Naomi Park, Maria Elizabeth Burns, Jamie Forney, Emily Folger, and Jessica Castro. Sound design, editing, and mixing by Finn Nilsson, Owen Thornton, and Lucas Urbina. Heinous Investigations' spooky theme song written and arranged by Jordan Castro, with instrumentals by Lucas Urbina. Promotional media editing by Tom Bellick. Have questions for us about this podcast? Feel free to follow us on Instagram at wildly_productions, at Tumblr at wildlyproductions, at Facebook at wildlyproductions, and at Twitter at wildlyproduct1, and shoot us a message on our latest post. Or subscribe to Wildly Productions on YouTube and comment on our latest episode. And most importantly, don't forget to check out our Patreon page at patreon.com/wildlypods for all kinds of fun bonus content and the chance to help us keep this podcast train rolling. Happy investigating!